He said, well, at this rate, the washerman in them two separate rays used for different purposes.
Okay. After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Okay. What would you use to turn the water on in the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
Okay, and one outside, say, what would you call that?
That'd be a faucet.
Okay, have you ever heard the word, the part where the water came out, what would you call that? Did you ever have a word for that? Did you ever call it a spigot?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It could be a spigot, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's right. You know, you want the faucet, that's the faucet, you want the spigot. Either one of them could be used.
Okay.
Faucet from a wall or spigot. More.
Okay, let's say it got so cold one night, your water pipes, what would happen to them?
Freeze.
Yeah, but let's say they froze and they, what would happen to them if they froze?
Oh, burst sometimes.
Okay, all right. You know what people used to buy flour by, Mr. N? What would they buy then?
By barrel.
Okay.
Half barrel, sacks.
And what did molasses come in?
Barrels, root, can, gallons, and triple.
Okay, lard?
Lard, likewise. Sugar, cans, and also lard, barrels at one time.
What would you use, say, to pour something into a narrow mouth bottle or something like that? It was kind of
funnel.
Funnel. And what would you use your horse to whip your horses with when you're riding in a buggy?
A whip.
Okay. Now, the utensils you'd eat with on the table, they were, what you'd have dessert with, say, would be a...
Now, it depends on the table. We have a knife.
Yeah.
For certain kinds of dessert. And you have a dessert spoon.
Mm-hmm. And you'd also use
a butter knife. You'd have a butter knife for butter. Now that's just up to you and the way you're eating. But if you're out in society, you've got to go according to society. Way. But if I'm at home, I can take the same butter knife and give me some jelly, a fig jam.
Mr. Ed, you also used to hold your meat, say, while you're cutting it with a knife, you'd use a
knife and fork.
Okay. What would you call something you'd put have around the house to keep flowers in, or?
Flower pot.
Okay, yeah, so you've got one in there. Those are some pretty flowers, too.
Well, that's artificial.
Yeah.
My poor wife, she's had a yard full of flowers. But, just like Miss Creelo, that poor thing I see out there in the tree for the time, it's nothing but caught up with you. She hates to see her flowers go down. Miss Creelo across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that yard beautiful. But you just get old, can't stoop over it. You see, that's the beautiful part you get out of your love. You want to tend to yourself. You get somebody else, you got plenty of grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Good, but she wants to get it. Nobody can do it like she can do it. So that's good next too.
Yeah.